Hi, this is Leah from SpaToYouToronto.com. Hey, Paul, can't wait to have you over to the place once it's painted and set up. I'm so grateful for your help in finding this place. You are a pro, and I will refer you to anyone I know that is either looking to buy, sell, or rent. Thanks for everything. See you soon.
Five, four, three, two, one. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today I'm here to talk to you about an event that's coming up that I want you to be prepared for. And I've always told my clients this, and the most successful ones follow the rules, and others have sort of created their own rules. Either way, it's fine with me. I will still sleep fine tonight if you don't pay attention to this, but I do want to make sure that you have the option to be doing this correctly. So the ideal time to sell in a season that is following up is the season before. So the ideal time to prepare for a summer sale is the spring. And the reason why the more time you have to prepare is better is simply because of the fact that it does not, an Academy Award movie does not get made in a matter of 12 weeks. It takes a lot longer than that to do it right. And making sure that you guys know that is part of why both of us are usually pretty selective about who we work with and wanting to have the best experience. And that's what I want to make sure for you guys for the summer market shift 2021. I want you to be ready for the shift that has already been showing itself in the last couple of weeks, but it's sort of happening in a more regular basis now, where things are sort of starting to get a little bit more quiet. We've had some pretty active winter and spring markets, and things have been pretty crazy for sales. But things are going to be quieter for a little while. We don't know how long. It's never really something that anybody can predict. And that just means there might be a little bit less action, a little bit fewer bids on properties, that kind of stuff. So it's going to be an opportunity for some, and it's going to be, again, just a matter of adapting to the situation for others. Whichever one you're in, I really want to make sure that you guys have all the right inside scoop on what you're doing. So for those of you who are selling over the next little while in the summer season, and I typically categorize summer for the purposes of my working year is between the months of June, July, and August. That I call the spring market. Right now that you're hearing this in the March, April, May, which I call the spring market. So June, July, August is the summer market. That's when the majority of summer transactions occur. And of course, again, a lot of those who are selling with me in the summer are signed up now, which I really hope includes you, because I do want to make sure that your sold story gets the ultimate experience. And in case you haven't heard it yet, there's a podcast coming up about this, but basically there is now an extra dimension to my already amazing VIP selling process, and it includes the dimension of film. So there's going to be an element where you actually will have a cinematic film made about your property, in addition to the podcast, in addition to the 3D technology, in addition to, again, all the other great things that that come along with the marketing that I do, and everything else that is just part of my unique system of helping you guys. Again, just make sure that you stand out in the market, especially now as things sort of again shift downwards a little bit in terms of activity. You are going to want to make sure that your property shows a little bit better and has a little bit of a more interesting story than the one across the street. So that's why I've always sort of jokingly said that it's far better that the sign for sale the sign on your property, the sign on your property for sale be mine versus seeing mine across the street. Because of course my objective is to really make sure that I tell such a great story of the property. And again, everything to do with the reality and the facts, it's all about, you know, the true story. But again, just a lot more detail than normal, and hopefully something that really appeals to those of you who are in the buying mode. So for those of you who are in that buying mode in the summer market, this is going to be a good time for you guys to, I hope, secure the property of your dreams. If you've been looking for a while, if you've been frustrated, and I know many of you are, I know some of you that I work with have been looking for quite a while, and it's really a matter of essentially buying the dip, which is a term used in the crypto market, but it's very similar that happens in real estate. You simply have to always be looking, always be searching. Do not think that it's going to always happen in the perfect time frame. But because we're going from the spring to the summer market, this is going to be the time where I'll probably have a lot of you guys settled in, and perhaps even getting some pretty good deals from some properties, perhaps that have to be sold. The person who's trying to sell them may have been asking too much. And that's one thing that I'll tell you guys, and I've had to tell some people this, I've had to turn down a few listings over this because of the greed. But if you're asking far too much, then you're going to be only helping your neighbors and the other, for example, condos near you. You're only going to be helping other properties sell by being overpriced. You're not going to be doing anything for yourself, especially if you're in a position where you'd like to move forward. So yeah, the summer market shift 2021, it's happening. And the reason why it's happening is because it's already happening now in the spring. The summer market shift, again, is going to be probably, it's probably going to last a little while. And again, we don't know what's going to happen, and no one can tell you. I don't care how high on the scale this person is or what they think they know. There's no analyst that know anything more than me or you knows. So all you need to know is that the spring market shift is happening. It's happening now. And if those of you who do want to get signed up for, again, making sure your property, you know, has its proper sold story told, make sure that you're signed up now at sold.realestatepodcastshow.com, and let's hear your sold story, and let's make sure that it gets told to the world. Thanks for tuning in.